Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. O taste and see that the Lord is good. I trust, beloved, that at some time in your life you have opened your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've understood that he loves you with a love that is beyond our comprehension, so much that he willingly went to the old rugged cross to carry your sin, to pay the penalty, which is death. He died for you and for me, for the wages of sin is death. He gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He was buried and he arose the third day, victor over death, hell, the grave. He conquered it all. And he made a way whereby you and I could be accepted by God the Father. And thus God loves you, and he longs for you to come to him, to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as your Savior, that you might have the gift of salvation, eternal life, and forgiveness of sin. Well, we've been talking about this subject of rejection, something that has impacted every one of us. 1 Samuel chapter 15 gives us the illustration we mentioned last time of how that Saul had been given certain instructions by the Lord God to wipe out a group of people, and Saul disobeyed God. He spared the king, and he spared the best of the sheep and the oxen, etc., which God had told him to utterly destroy. And so Samuel the prophet came to Saul and talked to him and told him, why did you not do what God said to do? And in verse 23 of verse 15, chapter 15, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, Samuel said, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, which God hates, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, worshiping some false god. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Rejection, beloved, is something that has impacted all of us. There's two types of rejection, as we've already discussed. There's open and obvious rejection, and then there's covert, subtle, and hidden rejection. We went through the list last time of overprotection, premature death of parents, a child being the wrong sex. The parents wanted a different sex, a boy or a girl, and they got the opposite. A change of life, baby. A broken home can affect a child and cause the child to feel guilty and feel like that it's their fault. Suicide, death in childbirth, a bad comparison with siblings, comparing one child with another child, can do real damage to a child. Handicaps, that can be a form in which a child feels like it's their fault and somehow they don't measure up and they feel rejected. Conditional-based love can affect a child and their feelings about themselves. And so the emotional results in the rejected person are many. A few of them is a feeling of worthlessness. I don't measure up. I don't meet the expectations of my parents. Wishing he had not been born. A child sometimes may wish, I wish I'd never been born. I just can't measure up. I can't be what they want me to be. And somehow it's my fault. Feelings of inferiority become a result from rejection. I just don't measure up, and I'm not as good as someone else. My brother or my sister's better than I am. or if I had been a better child, maybe this wouldn't have happened to Mom or to Dad. And if I were better and can measure up better, maybe I could gain their acceptance. A change of life baby can feel that very, very much. And they are sensitive to our feelings and emotions. I remember an account of a man that he was born as a change of life baby. And his mother said, "I love you." But always when she said, "I love you," it came across as, "I reject you. You don't measure up. You're not what I want you to be." And so it had an impact upon his life. He was a hard worker, and he sought to gain acceptance by his work. And so he was promoted and put into a position of much wealth and much income. And one day the boss called him into the office, and the boss told him, said, "We're going to make you an executive here in our business. We're going to elevate you and make you one of our leading executives and overseeing a certain area of our business." And the man said, "I quit. I quit." He jumped up and he went storming out. Well, the boss couldn't imagine what was wrong with this fellow. Why had he acted in such a way? He was going to promote him, give him a new car, give him a new salary, an increase in salary, and the man jumps up and quits. So he calls home, tells the man's wife what's happened. And so she says, "Well, I'll do what I can to straighten everything out." So she fixes his favorite meal, has the kids all bathed and in their best clothes when he comes in, and has a beautiful meal prepared for him. And so they sit down at the table, and she leans over and she says, "I love you, honey." And when she said that, he jumped up, he screamed, he yelled, he said, "Nobody loves me, and nobody cares for me," and he went storming out. Well, they couldn't imagine what in the world was going on. And so he went to a counselor, and in talking to the counselor, he told him how that he was a change of life baby, and how that his parents rejected him. Although they told him that they loved him, really what came across was that we wish you had not been born. And so he said when this boss offered him an increase, said he was doing everything he could, and he figured he felt like he couldn't do any more than what he was already doing. And he knew they'd expect more of him in that position. And he said it was just more than he could handle. And so he just blew up and said he would quit. And so these hidden feelings, these subtle feelings of rejection, had a tremendous impact upon his life. Another thing that rejection can cause a person to feel is depression. They feel depressed because somehow I don't measure up. Somehow I'm not meeting the expectations that are placed upon me, and I just don't measure up. And so the individual feels depressed, and they feel like they're unworthy, and they wish they'd never been born. Or it may go the other way, and a person may put a wall around themselves, emotional insulation to protect themselves. And they keep people at a distance. They won't let anyone up close to them for fear that they will be rejected and not be accepted. And so they keep people at a distance. I remember one time when I was pastoring and had a ministry, missionary work in Hawaii. I remember that there were people that I would seek to show acceptance to. And when I would show them acceptance, it would just tear them up, and they'd do something to make me reject them. And when I'd reject them, they were comfortable. They knew how to handle rejection, but they couldn't handle acceptance because they didn't know what acceptance made them uncomfortable. They felt unworthy, and they felt inferior. And so they weren't able to express their feelings or to show forth their feelings, other than if you accepted them, they'd do something to make you reject them, and then they felt comfortable with being rejected. You see, this causes all kinds of problems in an emotions of an individual, and it causes them to do all kinds of things. Introspection, where a person takes themselves apart on the inside, like you peel off an onion one layer at a time. And so they introspect about their actions, what they said, what they did. I shouldn't have said this, and if I hadn't said that, maybe they wouldn't have said that. And so introspection. And then it can cause also perfectionism, where a person tries to be perfect. They try to do everything perfect. And they feel comfortable when everything's perfect, and when things are not perfect, they're disturbed, and they're upset, and they get depressed because things aren't going the way that they should go for them. And so they develop tendencies of trying to be perfect in everything they do. Or a person may go the other way and have little self-discipline and just not care, just have a no-care attitude. And they just, no matter what their parents tell them, I can't measure up, so I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to try to do what I'm asked to do. And so they have very little self-discipline. Or it may be irresponsibility. They grow up feeling very irresponsible and that they can't handle this, they can't handle that. I remember one time a man that was a truck driver he was feeling irresponsible. He felt like he couldn't measure up. He parked the truck at the side of a freeway, and he walked off and left it. And the company found the truck 2 or 3 days later sitting there. And they wondered, what in the world's going on with this driver? And he said, well, I just felt like I couldn't meet the qualifications of being a truck driver. And so he had to go in for counseling and found that it had to do with rejection and the impact that it had on his life. Worries, doubts, fears, all of these are forms of emotion that come from being rejected and experiencing rejection. And then self-condemnation. I'm just no good. I wish people would leave me alone. I just can't measure up to what their expectations are. All of these are results of rejection. Until next time, goodbye.